On behalf of the family, we want to thank you for coming today to pay your respects and to join together as we celebrate the life of Margaret Patton. We've gathered here to praise God and to witness our faith as we celebrate Margaret's life. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss. May God grant us grace, that in pain we find comfort, in sorrow hope, and in death resurrection. Dying Christ restored our death. Rising Christ restores our life. Christ will come again in glory, as in baptism Margaret put on Christ. So in Christ may Margaret be clothed with glory. Here and now, dear friends, we are God's children, and what we shall be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Those who have this hope purify themselves. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of hell and death. And because I live, you shall live also. Let us pray. Eternal God, we praise you for the great company of all those who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labor. We praise you for those dear to us whom we name in our hearts before you. Especially we praise you for Margaret, whom you have graciously received into your presence. To all of these, grant your peace. Let perpetual light shine upon them and help us so to believe where we have not seen, that your presence may lead us through our years and bring us at last with them into the joy of your home, not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The family is chosen in the garden to sing. If you are able, please stand.
The voice I hear falling on your ear.
Margaret had several scriptures that she enjoyed. Two of those are from Psalm. The first one, Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And the second reading was out of 46, verses 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall in to the heart of the sea. In a New Testament reading out of 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 to 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. May God add the blessing upon the reading of these words. Amen. Family would like to share. We've got some of them. Lisa is going to come up and share first.
Hi, family members, friends, and loved ones. Today we are gathered in celebration of a wonderful woman, Margaret Patton. I am beyond blessed to have been named after her, Lisa Margaret Bruner. Everyone who knew Grandma knew the kindness she radiated. I think we all knew she could be a little feisty as well. Our grandma was the best. I have so many memories of her, like we all do. It's hard to pick our favorites. As the youngest grandchild, I have many, many cousins to look up to and hear their memorable stories of our grandma. I also have many little cousins who were able to be close to their Gigi. She kept this family together and loved each of us so, so much. And I will never forget the countless family gatherings for parties, crafting, birthdays, holidays, and everything in between. Grandma was known for her things, for example, her baked treats, like her special orange jello salad, her pretzel strawberry salad, church windows that were served at family gatherings or holidays, her sitting in her command central in her living room with her iPad watching TV, occasionally sending text messages when she would fall asleep with her hands still on the iPad. When I would stay up with her alone, we would always bake, usually pudding, brownies, or cookies, or all of the above. One thing I'm going to miss is watching Wheel of Fortune with her at 7 after dinner, then a movie following. We shared a weird love of murder mysteries, too. I loved watching Monk or Diagnosis Murder with her, which not a lot of 16-year-olds can say. Weeks staying up with Grandma were filled with spoiling and sweets. Grandma's house was never short of treats, and every time we would arrive at her house, my dad's sister and I would go check in her pantry, seeing the snacks that had been stocked upon our arrival. Grandma was always so loving, and she loved everyone with her whole heart and was appreciative of everything she had in her life. I knew Grandma was always there for me, even if she was a FaceTime away. She was always available to talk. I would call her about school, grades, my future, friends, boys, and honestly anything. My mom and I would call her after a doctor's appointment, even if it were just a shot or a small eye surgery I had received. Grandma was there to listen and convince my mom to get me ice cream. Mom and I would joke when we would call her in the car. Grandma would always respond with, "Hello," "Oh, hi." I'm going to miss those calls, hearing her voice, picturing her smiling on the other side of the phone. Grandma gave great advice, and she was always proud of everyone and showed it. One thing she would tell me if I was having a bad day, if I was going through something tough, or if I was being plain sassy to my mom, is she would say, "Let me see you smile, Lisa. Be happy." One thing that made Grandma happy was her ice cream, Neapolitan, cookies and cream, or cherry chocolate chip were the usuals in her freezer. She liked a good-sized bowl each night, and I hope in heaven she's enjoying the most delicious bowls ever. Well, I feel like I could go on and on of my memories of her. I think we all could. Having a grandma like Margaret Patton was special. She was a one-of-a-kind mom, aunt, cousin, grandma, Gigi, and friend. Though she feels gone, and I miss her beyond words can say, it is important to know that the years without her on earth will be nothing compared to the eternity we will have with her in heaven. I know she is looking down on me and will be with me through every moment. I know that I can talk to her through God and prayer, making her not that far away. She will be with us all forever in our hearts until we see her again, because as Christians, we are given the amazing gift of eternal life in heaven with our Savior Jesus Christ. We have faith one day that we will see Grandma again. A loving mentor told me, the deeper the pain, the greater the love. I think this is so eye-opening, and it shows how strong love is. Love does not have to die. It can continue through our actions. So let's all remember to love like Grandma did, Margaret Patton, be happy, and to keep on smiling, and go enjoy a big bowl of ice cream tonight. Thank you.
We may have a preacher in her hand. Yes, Kirsten is next.
I feel like that was a tough act to follow. Well, I'll start, and I hope I make it through. For my family, they all know that I'm never on time with sending cards for anything, and this year I actually have gotten her Mother's Day card. This is Grandmother, you're a blessing. Over the years, you've given our family everything we need most, values to live by, faith to guide us, support when we needed it, and most of all, unconditional love. The most we can hope for is to be a reflection of you and your goodness. We're so blessed to have a grandmother like you. Happy Mother's Day. Love, Christine, Dave, Brooks, and Elle. My heart is broken that I didn't get to see my grandma one last time and say my goodbyes before she passed, and I don't even have the words to describe how much I loved her. But I'm thankful she's at peace and reunited with Grandpa and all of her sisters. She knew I was coming home Friday. She even asked Mom if I was there yet, and she said, no, she'll be here tomorrow. Grandma said, oh yeah, that's right. In my heart of hearts, I have to believe she didn't want me to see her so weak and frail. I think she wanted to have me to have the memory of her when she was happy and healthy. She was an amazing grandma and Gigi to me and my kids and all who loved her. She was the center of our big family, and we all loved her so much. She was blessed to have 3 amazing children, 9 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. I was her oldest grandchild, and it was hard living so far away in Atlanta, but I hope she knew how much Dave, the kids, and I all loved her. I will always remember her taking me to the big wheel when I was a little girl because I needed a few things. And the many nights I spent at her house as a child, we all used to fight about who got to go to Grandma Patton's house. She was the fun grandma, the grandma who took us shopping, gave us ice cream, and was at every event and family gathering. Although we discovered as we were going through pictures, she was a bit of a picture dodger. Grandma was always in her chair, taking it all in and watching us have fun. She was also the tech-savvy grandma and was on Facebook and even Instagram. She would always comment on my posts and Instagram stories and loved keeping up with all of us on social media, especially those of us who live far away. She was loved by everyone who knew her, and nothing seemed to frazzle her. She was the calm one, the gentle one, the loving one, the grandma who spoiled all of us, and she will be so greatly missed. None of us were ready or thought this would happen as fast as it did. Grandma Pat was supposed to live forever, but I'm glad she's no longer in any pain. She's been reunited with my grandpa, and I know she'll be watching over us every day, eating a bowl of ice cream. Because she loved ice cream, and ironically, that was her last meal. For those of you who still have your grandparents, call them. Call them more than you think you should, because once they're gone, all you think about is how I should have called more. Rest in peace, Grandma. I hope you know how much you were loved.
Katie. I'm doing a little double duty here. So about a little over 21 years ago, I was introduced to this family, and wow, I was a little overwhelmed. What a large family. It took me years to keep everyone straight, and sometimes I'm still not sure if I have it right, but I wouldn't change it. I always referred to Grandma as my bonus grandma. I lost the only two grandparents I knew, 6 days shy of a year apart, in my mid-20s. And I'm forever grateful to have shared her grandma love for the last 20 years. Thank you, Grandma, for always making me feel like one of your own. David and Devin couldn't be here today. But with that being said, Devin did want to share. And I'm honored to read something she wrote. My great-grandma was the most thoughtful person. She embodied the phrase, daughter of Christ, but was ultimately a mother to all. She was dependable and strong in her prayers, consistently praying for her family, friends, and those whose lives touched hers. Her family stretched far and wide, from Michigan to Georgia, South Carolina, Maryland, back again, but despite the distance, she was present in everyone's lives and is still present in our hearts. When I decided to leave Michigan State and start my process of pursuing an appointment to the Naval Academy, I was really afraid and nervous about how everyone was going to react. Gigi Patton, defining her fiery spirit, told me to not care about anyone else's opinion and do what I wanted to do. Thanks to her and my Gigi Gordon, I think the girls in my family have enough sass and spunk to take on the world. Unfortunately, I cannot be there in person today, but I will be thinking of Gigi and my entire family all throughout the day. Although she may be gone, the love she left behind is ever so present today. Thank you.
This is from Jennifer. Thank you for all coming to be with us on this day where we are celebrating and honoring Mom's life. Your support, prayers, and love have truly helped us get through this difficult time of saying goodbye. Words cannot adequately express what Mom meant to me, to all of us. She was my best friend, my confidant, our prayer warrior, my steadfast rock, and my biggest cheerleader. She was the best listener and truly lived the verse from James 1:19. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. I will so dearly miss my daily chats with her on the phone and our times on her front porch, sipping tea and talking, watching Hallmark movies together, and just spending time together hanging out with the family and all the many celebrations. Mom and Dad raised us to know Jesus, value family, and help others. She had such a generous and giving spirit. She lovingly cared for our dad during his illness and bravely carried on after his death to continue to be the caregiver of our family. We could always count on her prayers for us. She was very interested in what all of her kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids and family were doing and included us in her daily prayers. My girls and her other grandchildren had so many special times with her over the years, sleepovers, games of Yahtzee, watching Wheel of Fortune, baking together, and of course, we enjoyed many bowls of ice cream with Mom. Past few years and even years had been hard on Mom with many health issues, but she bravely faced each one with determination to live. She was dainty on the outside, but tough as nails on the inside, and she drew that strength from her faith in Jesus and his promise to get through the tough times. She shared some of her favorite verses with my girls on their confirmation day. I draw strength now from these two, she shared. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. And the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Which was Psalm 27:1. I and all of us will miss Mom every single day, but we know that she is fully healed and in the arms of Jesus in all the glory of heaven. Whole and at peace, rejoicing with all those who have gone before. I love you, Mom. Thank you for being the best mom a daughter could ever have. Until we meet again in heaven, we will continue to carry on the legacy you have left for us of love, faith, and family. Jennifer. And Rob is going to close us up with a family sharing.
I'd like to thank all of you for being here to honor the life of our mother, Margaret. On behalf of my sisters, Julie, Jennifer, and our whole family, I want you all to know how deeply we appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, as well as your love and support over the last few days, weeks, and months during her illnesses. There's something comforting to me about being in this church. It is the church where our mother faithfully brought us to Sunday school as children most every Sunday. Not always willingly, of course. She gave us the gift of knowing Christ and making church an important part of our life. She taught Sunday school here. She helped keep the books here as the church secretary, attended many Bible studies, and she upheld her pledge lifelong as a United Methodist to faithfully give by her prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness, especially to us. Many of you may know her by her maiden name, McGregor. She grew up in a small town just north of here, a town named after her grandfather, our great-grandfather, who came here from Scotland and decided to name the town after himself, I guess, is how that all went. She was one of nine siblings, and she grew up on a farm where they grew vegetables and fruit for sale, and her father opened a general store there in town. That our mom worked in. We have some really priceless pictures of that general store with our mom, and it's really surreal to see these pictures. It's exactly what you would imagine an old-time general store looking like inside. Of course, today we call those Dollar Generals. But I believe this is where she learned her early skills of business. She later went on to work at the Sandusky Bank right here in town and further refined her business acumen, which all came in handy as she became an integral part of my dad's businesses, where she helped alongside of him with his electrical business. They launched the Sanilac County News newspaper here in town and also opened a bookstore along with my sister, Julie. Tough times came to our family in the late 70s as the recession hit my dad's businesses very hard, and shortly after my dad was diagnosed with cancer. But our mom never wavered through any of this. She stayed by his side and helped him, and helped take care of him, help with the finances, and even during his sickness helped him launch a new business, a small mortar repair shop here in town, some of you may remember. Those of you who knew my mother well experienced her subtle joking, her joking manner, and her playful humor. She was not flamboyant, outgoing, or a social butterfly. She was more of a kind of behind-the-scenes person. And we all know behind the scenes she was continually praying for everyone in our family. We all know she prayed us out of a lot of trouble over the years. With my friends. Her family was everything to her, and her grandchildren and great-grandchildren were the love of her life. She took time to travel to Chicago when each of my children were born and attended, of course, countless recitals, dances, sporting events for all of us. She was deeply devoted to her family. That was our mom. We will miss you every day, and we thank God for every minute we had with you. We know you are now not in pain with our dad and all of your sisters and brothers. Until we see you again, Mom, continue to look over all of us and pray for us. Amen.
Margaret Patton was 87 years old, or young in her heart. She went to be with the Lord on May 5th, 2022, born to William and Elizabeth McGregor on July 18th, 1934, in McGregor, Michigan. She was preceded in death by her brothers Bill, Frank, and sisters Agnes, Frances, Florence, Marion, Donna, and Dorothy, and beloved brother and sister-in-laws. She was also preceded in death by her loving husband, Robert Patton. They were married here on June 30th, 1956. She graduated from Sandusky High School in 1952 and went on to work at the Sandusky Bank before leaving her job to raise her family. Margaret and her husband Robert were the founders of the Sanilac County News. She worked there until she retired. She was also owned the Bookmark Bookstore in Sandusky with Julie, a member of the Eastern Star, a lifelong member of the Sandusky First United Methodist Church, where she taught Sunday school for many years, worked in the church office as a volunteer. She loved to read, grow flowers and plants, keep up with her latest family news on her iPad, and she loved visiting with her grandchildren, great-grandchildren, through FaceTime and family gatherings. Margaret sure was a devoted daughter, sister, wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, sister-in-law, aunt, cousin, and friend. She loved all of you. She enjoyed her family time. I understand she even dressed up with some of the kids for Halloween. And probably what other events you had. The grandchildren really enjoyed sleepovers, as you had heard before, at Grandma's, and she loved having them. She was very close to her siblings, and when the last sibling, I believe, which was Dorothy, passed, she really had a hard time. It was difficult for her, and she's, I'm the only one left. But Margaret was proud of her heritage. She had a great business mind, and was admired by her family for her family astute, especially with the finances. She was a bookkeeper for businesses and handled her own affairs with no issues. She enjoyed working alongside her husband, devoted to him, but also taking up vacations together up north and sharing their faith. Margaret had a great sense of humor, sometimes a little dry, I heard, but full of humor and life. She was mild-mannered like her sisters, very kind and caring, generous, accepting of all, non-judgmental, calm, very honest and faithful. She never had a bad word to say about anyone. For me, I saw the fruits of the Spirit in her: joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. She was a woman who truly seemed to walk the Christian walk. We want to thank you, Margaret. You've been a great example for your family and for all of us today. And boy, was she a prayer warrior, lifting up so many to God in prayer, the family, but also church members as well. And she was an avid listener. After hearing, she would take issues or people to the Lord in prayer to pray for them. Her faith was strong. She was strong. Even though we may have seen a quiet Margaret on the outside, very strong in the inside. Being a strong fighter, not giving up, even after her fall in January, she was going to fight her way through. Margaret embraced technology, using her iPad to keep up with family connections. Isn't it great that you can, from Atlanta, Georgia, be connected to Grandma here? Whatever it took in life, she wanted to make sure that she was connected with all of you. One of those things Margaret also enjoyed, as you all have heard, was ice cream. I heard some of the grandchildren wondering, well, I wonder what kind of ice cream Papa's serving her now. I'm not sure which one won out, but they know that she's probably having ice cream. And yes, it was one of the last things she ate, and some of the ice cream that came was large, and she ate it all. As Christians, when we accept Jesus Christ as Savior, we know with assurance that when we have accepted Christ, we are going to heaven to be with Jesus and to be with the family members that have gone before us. There probably has already been a party up in heaven with Margaret's arrival, family gathering around the table, yes, having ice cream, and a feast with the Lord. I bet it's a great celebration. She was a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, participating and serving God through this church, her life journey, and being an example to all of you. She had such a great faith. Margaret was never fearful of dying. She knew where she was going to be going. In fact, those last few days at the hospital, she kept looking at the corner of the room, ready to bounce out of bed. Julie and Jennifer were trying to keep her calm. We wondered, did she see Jesus? Did she see the light? We're not sure, but we know that she was ready to go. We know that she is in a better place. She's no longer hurting, suffering. She's not in pain. Instead, she's full of life, made whole, and has been rejoined with her husband, her siblings, parents, and so many more. To us that hurt here on earth, as we are left behind, we miss her already and we mourn. But I know that she will remain in our hearts. And someday we will be reunited with her, as we believe in Jesus too. I pray that God will continue to pass on her memories to the families from generation to generations, that others, even as young as may know who Gigi is. Margaret enjoyed listening to Anne Murray, and in a few minutes, we're going to play one of those songs and want you to listen to it softly and tenderly, Jesus is Calling, which was playing in her room, and believe that Jesus has truly called her home. Jesus is holding her in the palm of her hands, his hands, and he's holding you too. And I know that we will miss her, but I know that she will remain in your hearts forever. Let us hear what Anne Marie sings softly and tenderly. Come home, Margaret is now home. May God bless her and you. Let us pray. God of us all, your love never ends. When all else fails, you still are God. We pray to you for one another in our need and for all anywhere who mourn with us this day. To those who doubt, give light. To those who are weak, strength. To all who have sinned, mercy. And to all who are sorrow, grant your peace. Keep true in us the love with which we hold one another, and in all our ways we trust you, and to you with your church on earth and in heaven, we offer honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Hear this benediction, the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds. In the knowledge and love of God, and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God, Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. The family will invite you to come downstairs for a dinner. We will be going to the cemetery first, and then we will be eating when we arrive back.